the Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call!
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Curtain Call, Act 5, Scene 18. This is Jerry Williams from Sifter with a two-part Curtain Call, and it's all artsies. In this first installment, we'll take a nostalgic look back at the creation of the artsies. For those who don't know, this is our version of the Tony Awards, where we recognize excellence in local professional theater and raise money to support the Artist Fund. Susie Havenstock, reviewer for BroadwayWorld.com, Jew Linda Lewis of RVA Art Review, and former style critic Dave Timberline were three of the original founders of the event. They're joined in this interview by the first host, Jill Barry Steinberg, and they're going to discuss how it started and how it's grown. Then in the second show, coming on June 19th, we'll hear from Phil Crosby, the managing director of Richmond Triangle Players. He's going to talk about the effect of the awards on the theaters. Karen Newton, an original and continuing member of TAP, will discuss their role in the awards process. And finally, Artsy's producer Amy White will update us on the success of the event through the years and give us the full official announcement of this year's theme and how every local theater professional can get personally involved. First, here are Julinda, Susie, Dave, and Jill Barry. So first, let me ask you guys, what was the germination? How did this start?
I mean, this had been an idea kicking around for me for a few years. I had actually talked to Roy Proctor at the Times-Dispatch. While he was there, he didn't have any interest. After he retired, Mary Burris was a critic for Style Weekly, as was I. And we talked about just doing a Style Weekly Awards. And then one of the things that's cool about doing these awards is the interplay between different perspectives. So we wanted to broaden it out. And so we kind of cautiously approached Susie, who took over for Roy at the Times-Dispatch, and she was all in.
And how did Julinda get involved?
I can't remember if I approached you directly or if Susie approached you or how did
I think it was you. I'm not sure. Susie, do you remember?
I don't remember.
Wow. 13 years, you can forget a lot.
Really?
I don't even think we called it the Artsies at that time. That came later.
We didn't have a name for what we were. We were just a bunch of random critics talking to each other.
How did you figure out how you were going to vote and how did the process begin?
Well, I think what was interesting is from the very beginning, it wasn't just about making awards or proclaiming from on high what was the best. Really, from the earliest conversations, we were talking about it being a celebration of local theater. So I went to a meeting of the Richmond Alliance for Professional Theaters and found out about the Theater Artist Fund and started talking to them at that point about, you know, a way of making this a benefit as well as just an awards. They're very excited about it. And so from the beginning, this has been as much about awarding shows and performers and also building awareness of local theater and supporting the Theater Artist Fund.
Susie, tell us just the brief nugget of what the Theater Artist Fund is for those out there who might not be aware.
We've been accumulating money through donations and things that we've done via the Artsies to raise funds to help theater artists in need, people who are in emergency situations and whatnot from the beginning.
So, Julinda, what do you remember about that first year and how it got started? How y'all figured out, where are we going to do this? What are we going to do?
Well, I know that we did the first one at the firehouse, and I'm not quite sure how that came about, but it quickly became obvious that we were not going to fit there because the response was just so positive that we knew it was going to have to expand.
And Jill, do you have any idea how they chose you to be the first host?
I'm guessing I wasn't the first choice is all I can say.
Not to contradict you, but I've always had a sweet spot for Jill Barry because she is the first theater performer I ever interviewed when I started as a theater journalist. Jill Barry was really number one.
I didn't know that. Uh-huh. Thank you.
Well, congratulations. So what do you remember about that first night?
I was ultra prepared. I had sat with friends for a few weeks and tried jokes on people. I remember being nervous, but also being in a room filled with love. I just had a feeling it was the beginning of something special.
Anybody who's been in the last few years, it's a big production now at the Virginia Rep at the November Theater, and we have musical numbers, and it's a big show with lots of pizzazz. How have you seen it grow from that? How did it get from this little thing at the firehouse to this big production?
It's funny that you mentioned that because one of my most vivid memories from the first night is we were just about to open the doors and let people in, and Jay Smith, who was basically producing the show and was artistic director at the firehouse, we were doing live music for most of the numbers, but we had recorded music for Ford Flanagan singing a song from Peter Pan. We couldn't get it to run from the soundboard. And Jay Smith was you know, in a t-shirt and shorts. The doors were about to open. We still didn't get the sound going. And literally as people were walking in, we finally heard that coming through the speakers. Jace ran and threw a tuxedo on, and we were still crossing our fingers when, you know, Ford hit the stage.
How did it expand? I mean, obviously that was a small little thing. How did it suddenly become into the monster that it is now?
I think people started to have fun with it. We encouraged the theaters to buy blocks of tickets together for all their folks who were nominated. And people started to really make a party out of it, find an excuse to dress up, go downtown. We put together, I was never part of the production until just last year, but the folks producing it put together a before and after parties, and it just became a big social event with a lot of fun.
As I recall, the first Artsies, the only way in was if you were nominated because of the space issue. And I think that after hearing stories about it, people were just chomping at the bit to be a part of it and to be able to support their friends that had been nominated, even if they weren't.
I think part of the expansion was kind of a magnetic energy to be a part of this community in a positive way. You know, so often everybody's doing their own show in their own theater, and you don't get a chance to get together as one big group and see everybody at one time.
That's what I was trying to say, but, you know, Jalinda's a writer. She said it so much better.
I was just going to ask you from the outside, because obviously, you know, we've been involved with it for a few years. How have you seen the community's reception of it change through the years?
Basically, it's like a love fest. So I've continued to see it grow. And also, for whatever it's worth, become an important honor for people that have won it to put on their bios. And I think it's more like a, hey, I'm part of this too. I get to be part of this community. I'm in this, you know?
Just to throw a few more things in, one of the founding members we haven't mentioned is Joan Tuppence, who is still writing in Richmond. She writes for Richmond Family Magazine. We mentioned Mary Burris as well. Also, she's too humble to say it, but Jalinda Lewis has been the only critic from the Critics Circle who has voted in every year.
Wow.
She should get some kind of special award just for that.
For me, one of my favorite things is something that's on a much smaller scale. Every year after the program, Jackie Goldberg-Jones sends out an email where she kind of does her own personal wrap-up of the entire program, and she mentions all the highlights and the clothes people wore and the special things that people said, and it's such a touching tribute. And I really enjoy what she has to say from her perspective, and it's just heartwarming that it touches her so much.
People may not be aware that all the video segments we do now are produced by our own Jerry Williams. And I think those have added a lot to the ceremony.
Thank you. Yeah, they've been fun for me. Obviously, I do that for a living. And it was great to be able to add that stuff and make the show a little more slick, too.
Dave himself has been the driving force behind the show itself from the beginning, really making it happen and bringing in other people, Amy White to produce and Melissa Johnston Price now to direct. But from the beginning, he's been the guy backstage. I think he got both his kids handing out awards and ushering, and both his kids, many of his kids. And the other thing is just the tremendous amount of production help and support that we've gotten from Virginia Rep from the second year onward. They not only housed us, they acted as our fiscal agent, and they provided tons and tons of production support.
As the actor of the group, it's a difficult balance because I don't believe in acting for awards. However, I love the party aspect of it. I love the charity aspect of it. But let me just say that the Theater Artists Fund is there to swoop in and save the day for many artists, and it's great that it can be there for them.
I just wanted to tag on to something that Jill Barry had said, and it's about that whole sense of community. A couple of years ago, when I had to have 4 surgeries in 1 year, I found out how much of a community it really was when some of the theater people in the community all got together and they brought food to my house every other day for 6 solid weeks when I couldn't stand and walk and do a whole lot of things. And I really felt that even though we're kind of like on opposite sides of the line sometimes, that I was embraced as part of that community. And that's something that has just stuck with me, and I'll never forget that.
One of the aspirations of doing the awards is that we were awarding top tier theater. And I think not because of anything we did, but because of the talent in Richmond, Richmond has become a top tier theater town.
It's really a privilege to be able to recognize the excellence that we see day in, day out in our theaters in Richmond.
I want to thank Julinda Lewis, Susie Habenstock, Dave Timberline, and Jill Barry Steinberg for sharing their thoughts and memories. In 2 weeks, I'll be back with more about the Artsies, including the announcement of this year's theme, how we're going to produce the show, and how local theater professionals can get personally involved. This is Jerry Williams from Sifter. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, visit the Richmond Theater Critics Circle website at artsies.org.